some people would say that it definitely needs a roundabout. We haven't got that as yet, but what we have got now is we've got ramps installed there, we've got new lighting installed there, and there's new road markings and that to go there as well. Hopefully that will all help. It has been an absolute black spot, as you say, for accidents, and we've raised it many times. I've had it raised with me by members of the ambulance staff as well, who complained about it. So it has been an issue for a long time, and most recently there was another accident, and that has brought it to the fore again. But I welcome the work that has been done there. And I'm delighted that it is done. I think anything that makes it safer is good. And I know people would maybe like to see further work done there and would like to see a roundabout, but I'm hoping that the work that we're doing now will make a substantial improvement.
Ultimately, though, it is a crossroads, and ideally a roundabout would probably be the best solution there.
I think so, yeah. That seems to be the general consensus, Catherine. But I suppose, you know, from the council's point of view too, they have to work with what they have and do what they can. And I think that's what they're doing within the budget that they have at the moment. But certainly we can keep pressing for a roundabout. But I think the ramps should, and the new signage and so on, and ramps should definitely make an improvement and make it safer.